Sir Kel's brother, Hussein, is in Montreal. He arrived yesterday afternoon. This is a family show, so we thought we would phone this beautiful hotel he's staying at. It's a Hilton Hotel. Let's welcome Hussein from his hotel room. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Sean.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Canada.
Hi.
Thanks. Hi, Mario.
What's up?
Hi.
Surprised?
Yeah.
Are you,
I didn't expect it at all.
No. Well, that's what we do. We surprise people on this show, you know? And you can't win any prizes, okay, Hussein, because you're family.
Well, that's good to hear.
So, how was the journey from Dubai to Montreal yesterday?
It was kind of long, actually. It was 7 hours to Paris, and 2 hours transit, and then 7 more hours to Montreal.
Yeah.
So I was kind of tired, but all good so far.
Did you have any annoying...
I'm a bit jet lagged, though.
Yeah. Did you have any annoying people sitting beside you?
Oh, thank God, no. Not this time.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck to those people keep kicking you in the side, elbowing.
Oh, that's it's a long day of flying, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's 17 hours, I guess, yeah.
Oh.
So, what brings you to Montreal? You're at some big global conference?
Yeah, that's right. I work for the airline, the national airline of the United Arab Emirates. So IATA, which is the international organization for airlines, they invited me for a conference,
yeah.
A three-day conference, to talk about lost luggage and about how we can improve the process. I'm here, and... we'll also talk about automation, so I think that's very interesting. And that's pretty much it, really. And talk to other representatives from different airlines. So
yeah,
that'll
you
be
know,
fun.
Hussein, this has been an ongoing issue. Not as much lately, but in Canada over the last 6 or 8 months, it's like people just not getting their luggage where they're going, or it's just been left at the airport. It's unbelievable, actually, that that would even go on.
Yeah, the industry had a lot of troubles, especially during COVID.
Yeah.
It was a very difficult year, the 2 years, actually, 2020 and 21. And so I think we're catching up on it, and hopefully things improve. I mean, we're seeing... quite a significant improvement, and we hope it just gets better from
there. I just want to cut you there. So I remember, I just wanted you to point this out and just remind, like, Sean and everyone out there, you know, last year you were telling me that you had to deal with so many people who were complaining about their lost luggage going transit, right? I think it was between Montreal and Toronto and all that route. Yeah, and Hussein was going crazy trying to get everybody's claims in there, and they were just going bananas last summer. Right?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Because I work in a section called Prorate, which is reclaiming money from mishandled bags with other airlines. So I encountered several cases where the passengers that would travel from Montreal to Toronto and then onwards to the UAE, to Abu Dhabi. So, what's happening is that there isn't, I would say, a lot of airlines, especially with Air Canada, we do have trouble getting their luggage towards the Abu Dhabi,
yeah,
or to the other airline. And
well, try to fix that, yeah, over the conference, okay? Try to fix it over the conference. What else are you going to do in Montreal?
I'm going to walk around in the city,
yeah,
and do a lot of touristic sightseeing. For sure, I'm going to try the poutine.
Mm.
I love it. and do the usual tourist stuff.
Your sister is so sad that you're not going to get a chance to connect over the next several days.
Yeah, actually, originally I wanted to stay here in Belleville, and it just wouldn't happen. It couldn't happen because back home there was a lot of issues with work, and where we couldn't get it sorted out with the days as well. So it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, but I just love calling you in the morning, so that's fun. And to get you on the show, so we're in the same time zone. Don't forget to download the app and check us out, all right?
Of course. Yeah, definitely. I will do that.
Your sister's doing a great job at Quinny Broadcasting. She is a breath of fresh air, and it's been nice to work with your sister. So you're truly blessed to have Miriam in your life.
Thank you. And definitely, she's a great person. And hope she gets really well with the job and everything. So good luck, Miriam.
Thanks. Talk later.
All right, Hussein, have a good day in Montreal at the conference.
Thank you. Bye.